Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And just to let you know how I'm doing, I just about screwed up my name there. I don't know what's going on tonight. We are killing it. Now, let's do a couple other things and we'll get back to these calls. 877-377-4373. We've used the term before. I basically invented the term, Chris. Stochastic terrorism. What, Chris? I didn't invent it, okay, but I read it in the dictionary and that's almost like inventing it. Anyway, but what is it?
It means people at the top of a society, the leaders, the elected officials, business leaders and whatnot, they will constantly use language that they know will prompt a response from the dregs of society.
But what does that look like?
Well, let's say I was president. I was president of the United States of America. And I got up there and I said, hey, these people are destroying our society. And if they aren't stopped now, America will end and puppies will die. And who am I talking about? Left-handed people. If somebody doesn't do something to these left-handed savages, then all the puppies are going to die, and probably the people too. Now, what did I just do? You would hear that. Let's assume I was serious for a moment. You would hear that, and you would kind of roll your eyes and think that seems like a little too much, or maybe you would even follow along because you realize left-handed people are basically disabled, but you wouldn't want to do anything. But you're a person with an above-average IQ. Think about the guy out there that with an IQ that's like Chris, and he sits around all day and he's upset and he watches too much of the news and he has nothing to live for and everything sucks. And then he hears Jesse, who of course he admires because he's a world famous author. He hears Jesse say, wow, those left-handed savages, I better go get one of them. And then he acts on that. The reason we've had so much violence from communists against people on the right since Trump's election, and actually before Trump's election, they've murdered Trump supporters across this country. Assaults, murders. Remember, there's that one Breitbart article that chronicles like 350 violent incidents. Communists, now the media's covered it up, so nobody knows, but violent. Why does this keep happening? Well, pay close attention to Representative Jayapal of Washington.
I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic, you know, caucus, certainly the progressives, but also in the streets. You know, I mean, I think that it's important that we don't take steps back from the very strong agenda that the president himself shepherded.
She's being asked about the debt ceiling fight. And did you hear what she said? A debt ceiling fight. We're talking about debts and cutting spending and things like that. Did you hear what she said? In case you missed it, I'll play it again.
I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic, you know, caucus, certainly the progressives, but also in the streets. You know, I mean, I think that this is...
In the streets? There's going to be a backlash in the streets? You think she said that accidentally? No, of course not. That's, once again, they've done it a million times. They keep doing it because, remember, these are soulless monsters who want to hurt you. She keeps saying these things. Democrats keep saying these things because they know the street scum on the bottom, the Antifa types, the BLM types, will act on these things. That is stochastic terrorism. You're living in it. The president of the United States getting up and giving that. Remember that primetime address? It was all in black with the red lights behind him, repeatedly calling the Republicans, calling his political opponents threats to democracy. You're a threat to democracy. They're threats to democracy. Why? Well, let's say I'm a worthless piece of Antifa trash laying around in my apartment I share with 19 other people, nothing to live for, just finished my 12th day in a row of Top Ramen, and I'm a card-carrying communist because someone handed me Karl Marx's book one time, and I hear the president say that maybe I want a purpose in life. Maybe I want a mission. Maybe I'm tired of eating Top Ramen, even though Top Ramen's delicious. Maybe I'm ready to fight against evil. And so you step out and you go do something violent. It's exactly what these people want. And that's why they do it. Jeff, Minnesota, go.
So I look at Ron DeSantis. I like Ron. Don't get me wrong. Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz campaigned for Ron DeSantis. President Trump endorsed Ron DeSantis. Both Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz support Trump. My only concern with Ron, and I love Ron, don't get me wrong.
No, dude. Hey, listen, hold on. Pause one second, Jeff. Let me explain this to everybody.
Yep.
You're never going to offend me. If you call in here and tell me Ron DeSantis is a worthless piece of crap, or you hate Donald Trump with the fire of a thousand suns, this is politics, baby. You're welcome to have that opinion. So go ahead. Whatever your problem is, goes fine. What is it?
No, I like them both. And yeah. I can give you resources for Matt Gaetz's podcast where he expressed him and Jim Jordan supporting him.
Yeah.
I'm going to get away from that. But my only concern is are we going to have another Jeb Bush or another George Bush? You know what I mean? Because look at what George Bush did. I hated George Bush.
Yeah, George Bush sucked. That's why. Now, I'm glad you hated George Bush. You know what? I take that back. You can call in and praise or beat up Trump or DeSantis. I don't care. Don't call my show and praise George Bush. All right. Okay. Are we going to end up with another Jeb Bush? What has his governing record been like in Florida? It's been awesome. And this is where I guess I differ with a lot of people. And it's probably because I don't worship him. I also don't hate him. Like I've already told you that I'm going to vote based on what you say about COVID. And because Trump keeps bragging about what he did for COVID, I will probably vote for Ron DeSantis at this point in time. But I like Trump. I don't hate Trump. I don't think he's the Antichrist. You know, I let's be honest. Donald Trump was a great president for 3 years. The greatest president of my life. Until he handed this country to Fauci, Trump was rocking and rolling. We were energy independent. His foreign policy was outstanding. I like Trump. Then Ron DeSantis has a great record in Florida. You're never going to offend me because I like them both. They're both fine. I'll tell you where I'm going to vote. That doesn't mean that's where you have to vote. Not at all. Cimarron. That's a cool freaking name. That's a cool name. Cimarron, Idaho.
Thanks,
go.
Jesse. Hey, me and my little left-handed brain have a question for you. How many people have to start leaving the state before the electoral college points change and representatives start getting fired from that state?
Representatives you lose right away. The answer to that question is about 750,000. 750,000. Now that differs. Don't pencil that in. That differs, but right around that number. Ideally, and this is not universal because you have a state like Wyoming where they don't even have 750,000 people, but ideally they try to keep a congressional representative. They try to keep that person representing 600,000 to 800,000 people. That 800's on the heavy side, but that's about what they want. So if you get people hemorrhaging your state, that's the kind of number you need to look for. Like New York State, they lost two congressmen last time. I think they lost 2 million people, and that's what cost them those two congressmen. I think, if I remember right, and I may have this wrong, I think they almost lost three. I think they were right on the cusp of losing three. So that's a problem. That's going to be a problem. All right, we'll get back to these in a couple minutes. I have some things I want to talk about first. 877-377-4373. I'm not going to spend any time on this because I've already talked about it before. But you know how we talked about how if you could cut someone open and see their soul, and then you cut open some of these people and look at their soul, that it wouldn't even, you wouldn't recognize it as human. Joe Biden did something again, and I don't know what I believe. I don't know what my belief system is about, can you lose your soul while you're still alive? But if you can, his is gone. It's one of the most despicable things he does, and we will talk about it in a moment, then we'll get to more of these and men versus women and things like that and Trump's abortion comments. But forget about your soul for a second. Let's talk about your testosterone levels. Guys, this is not something that can be ignored. Have you gotten checked out? And I'm not just talking about older guys. I'm not talking about guys 41 like me, 61. Guys at 21, testosterone levels are dropping. They're dropping because we're all drinking estrogen. It's in the plastics. It's everywhere. The synthetic estrogen's all around us. It's not your fault. We have a chemical-filled society. You have to fight back against that and build your testosterone, but you don't want to go to some clinic and start injecting things into your body. That's generally a bad idea. Get natural herbal supplements and keep those T levels up. If nothing else, I'm excited for how you're going to feel. Chok.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Give me 90 days and tell me how you feel. 35% off subscriptions. Go now.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, so let's, before we get to men versus women, we get to some emails, get back to these calls here in a few, 877-377-4373. Like I've said, these people have a soul that is not human. And again, I don't know what I believe, whether you can lose your soul while you're still alive or not. But if you can, Joe Biden has. It's gone. It's not because of his political stances or taxes or the border or anything else.
Joe Biden's son, Bo, he was a major in the U.S. Army, came home, and he died of brain cancer back in 2015. Joe Biden has repeatedly used his son not only as a campaign prop, he has repeatedly said that his son died in Iraq. Last year, he said he lost his life in Iraq. He just now met with some Marines in Japan, and he said, and I quote, "My son was a major in the U.S. Army. We lost him in Iraq." And I just can't imagine, as a father of two sons who I just live and die for, I couldn't imagine the anguish. I know some people listening to the sound of my voice have lost a child. I wouldn't be able to go on. I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. I couldn't imagine going through that, which is every parent's worst nightmare, the worst thing of your entire life, and then choosing to not only use it as a campaign prop the rest of your life, as a campaign prop, routinely, lie about it over and over again. There's something, I don't even want to say dishonest because it undersells it. There's something soulless about these people. It's like they're not really people. It really is. It's like they're not people. I don't know. Are we ruled by aliens? I don't know. But imagine the anguish of losing your baby boy. And then, yeah, this is going to be good. Hey, let's say he died in Iraq. That'd be even better for my career. Oh, gosh. That is something. All right, move off of that. Did you see this? Did you see the story about the orcas? There are some orcas out there, these whales, and the whales are not only attacking boats, we actually got a hold of audio of them doing
it. And he's one of these guys who, you know, he's like Clarence Thomas, Black Republican who believes in pulling yourself by your bootstraps rather than, to me, understanding the systemic racism.
Listen to how vicious these whales sound.
That African Americans face in this country and other minorities. He doesn't get it. Neither does Clarence.
Right.
And that's why they're Republicans.
That was 70-some-year-old white woman, Joy Behar, explaining why Tim Scott and Clarence Thomas don't know what it means to be black in America. Gosh. By the way, that orca story is real. Orcas have sunk three boats in Europe and appear to be teaching others to do the same. Why? That's a real story. Killer whales have always scared me. Now, I love them. Don't get me wrong. I would swim with them if I could. But I don't think that would probably be a good idea because I watched this documentary one time, Blackfish. And it's very fascinating. It's about SeaWorld. It just blasts away at SeaWorld, where we've taken the kids several times. But it blasts away at SeaWorld and how they grab these orcas. And there was, I can't remember, it was a while since I watched it, but I can't remember if it was one or two orcas. They kept killing people. And they would kill people in really terrible ways. One was a trainer that the orca knew very well and worked with all the time. Apparently pulled her under and kind of toyed with her while it killed her. The other one was, there was some mentally deranged homeless guy. I forget what his situation was. Homeless, drug addict, what his situation was. But he broke into SeaWorld. Talk about the all-time bad luck. He broke into SeaWorld after dark and then jumped into the pool where this orca was that killed people. And it's not that it killed him. I will skip the details of it, but from what I remember, it basically tortured him, tearing off body parts and things like that. Not fatal body parts. Body parts we guys would find fairly critical. I know. It's terrible. Oh, gosh. Now I need a shower. Tim, New Mexico, go.
Yeah. Anyway, my problem with Trump is he could not, under no circumstance, pick an attorney general to save his life. First, he picks the weenie tot. Well, remember what happened with him. Then he picks Doughboy. Disaster. Trump is in this mess because he put himself in this mess. If he would have picked Jay Sekulow, like I begged him, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't be in this mess. Then,
look, to your point, there are things that are baked in the cake and that are not going to change by this point in time with Trump. Trump is a known entity. He is a known entity. There's no mystery to Trump. There's no mystery in what he thinks, how he thinks. There's no mystery in his strengths. There's no mystery in his weaknesses. It's up to you to decide whether or not those strengths outweigh the weaknesses, whether you prefer him over the other candidates. There's no question about it. Donald Trump cannot hire people. His hiring, it wasn't bad. It was embarrassing. Rex Tillerson, as Secretary of State, Omarosa was an official White House employee? What? It's really bad. Christopher Wray? That's Donald Trump's pick. Now, maybe you think the strengths outweigh that. Maybe they do because of the issues you vote on, and that's fine. But going forward, that's something you're going to accept about Trump if you're still pushing forward and voting for Trump. And that's fine. Again, that's your call. That's not my call. I can't make that call for you. The hiring and firing practices, I've tried to figure this out. I have many friends on Trump's team because I like Trump and I've always gotten along with his team well. And I've actually probed them because there are a couple gems in there and I've probed them. Can you help me understand why he can't seem to hire anybody with a brain? Why they're all losers and idiots and scumbags? And I've never, these are people I'm close with, people that can speak with very frankly with me. I've never really gotten a straight answer on it. I'm not sure they know. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Men versus women. We'll actually do some emails, maybe a phone call or two. 877-377-4373. We will also, I don't know, maybe bring up these abortion comments. Before we get to that, let's get to the Pure Talk phone the gentleman just referenced earlier. I love when you call, when you email from a Pure Talk phone. Why? Because it means you are not funding Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. You're saving a fortune. Average family saves like $900 a year. My bill got cut in half. We switched from T-Mobile, family of four, half. Our bill is half now what it was. And we're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys, so that's frigging glorious. And right now they're giving out free Samsung Galaxy phones. Whenever you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and data, free Samsung Galaxy phone. Now's the time. Keep your phone number. It's easy. It's all done on the phone. You speak with an American. They're customer service Americans from right here in America. How nice is that? What a break from the norm. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Tonight is the night. Switch to Pure Talk. All right? All right. Men versus women, emails, Trump's abortion comments. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. We're not done yet. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, we've talked about the primary before, about how the Trump camp, Team Trump, very clearly doesn't want this primary to be about cultural issues. Trump's bread and butter issues are really things like energy and immigration and foreign policy. And very smartly, they want to play to those strengths. The DeSantis camp, they very clearly have been outstanding on cultural issues. They're going to want it to be about that. But there's another part of this too. Trump really believes, remember when he put out that statement on Truth Social after the midterms, talking about, hey, well, it's the pro-lifers. They really went too far and it cost us a lot of seats. I think he really believes that. I think he believes that the abortion issue costs Republicans a lot of seats. And he might not be wrong about that. Now, I'm in the camp of I don't care. I don't waver on that issue. But I think that's what he believes. And so, look, he came out and said it again. He was being interviewed on John Solomon Reports. He says, I'm a person that feels that the exceptions are very important for a lot of rules or for a lot of reasons. If you don't have the exceptions, it's very, very hard. And I think that's been proven. It's very, very hard to win an election, is what he said. So, again, there's going to be, it's not that there's a ton of difference between the Trump or DeSantis camp on all the issues, but there certainly are issues where there's daylight between them. And you will choose as you choose. Your business. Good morning, Guitar Hero. I just listened to your show from last night where you accounted your book tour to Salt Lake City, and I screamed like a real anti-communist man full of that male vitality stack from Chalk. I can't wait. I'm taking a PTO day to say hi and be part of a community of like-minded people out here in such a beautiful state. Thank you for coming to see your people. I'm inviting a friend from work who's a fan as well. That I am so excited about this book tour. This book tour is going to be awesome. Again, it's Houston, Salt Lake City, Harrisburg, Tampa. Houston, Salt Lake City, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Tampa. We are going to have fun. All right? I can't wait. Jesse, ice water. That's the subject of this one. The road to hell was built on good intentions, and he sends a bunch of laughy faces, or she sends. You know what? That's very nice. Or that's not very nice. This is in reference to the little story I told last night, which I'm not going to repeat. You have to download the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or iTunes or Spotify or wherever you want about me squirting lemon water in my son's eyes on purpose. The story's a lot more complicated than that. And that version I just told makes me sound worse, in my opinion, than it is. I think, what, Chris? I think I was mostly in the right there. I think I was mostly in the right. There were some details that I didn't necessarily work out ahead of time, but I think I'm mostly in the right on the whole thing. Jesse, one of the happiest days of my life is approaching. I'm finally out of the Army in 3 days. The organization I dedicated my life to for the past 20 years is truly something foreign to me. I've had a front row seat over the last few years with the changes that are impacting the military, and it's a scary future. The good will always trump the bad. Luckily for me, I had an office right next to the USMC, and your Marines really helped me through the last few years. Semper Fi. Semper Fi, man. His name is David. Thank you for your service, sir. Much appreciated. And yes, Marines are not always the easiest bunch to be around if you're trying to get some sleep or something like that, but they will most definitely brighten your day from time to time. Johnny, Jersey, go.
Yeah, it's a Pure Talk line there, Jesse. Put some 7.62 by 63 downrange.
Yes, sir.
I wonder how much longer the United States are going to be blessed. You know, most people see Pearl Harbor or the Kung Flu as like a catastrophe. But if it wasn't for Pearl Harbor, we might not have gotten involved defeating the Nazis and the militarized Japanese Shintoists. Pence COVID exposed the CRT and DEI nightmare going on. I hope that we can have a victory, but I really get concerned how the big guy is going to be looking at us, and the Church of Satan, they're on the move.
Yeah, you know, Johnny, I'll be honest with you. You nailed something that I have had on my mind a lot lately. I do believe in God's blessing on a nation and God's curse on a nation. I believe it all the way. It's biblical. I believe it. And the question is, and I don't have this answer because I am not God, most definitely, what's God's tipping point? How does he work? Is it a percentage thing? Is it once you crest that 51% point, does he decide, yay, you know what? It's time to go ahead and wipe these people out or allow them to be wiped out. I don't know. I brought up earlier in the show why I think we're going to have a dictator, why the era of small government is very sadly over. And I think there'll be a right wing or left wing or both dictator at some point in time in the future. And I brought up, I really made it about the youth transgender stuff, which is the procedures themselves are so horrific. I really don't want you to ever look at the pictures of them. I wish I'd never seen them. I saw them actually by accident. Someone had sent it to me. I pulled up my phone. One of my buddies had texted me, and it was more of a, hey, did you see what they're doing? And I was just, I just set my phone down in disgust, but I can't get the image out of my head now. And I look at that, and I think that that stuff is not only taking place in our country, it's sanctioned by one of the major parties, by the medical community, by parents, by psychiatrists. This is not like something happening in a dark alley somewhere where the criminals live. This is something happening right out in the open. In blue states, this is something that will go up. Have we thought about that? Have we wrapped our mind around that? I mean, you're upset about it happening now, and I'm upset about it happening now. You know what that's going to look like in California in 10 years? In New York? These places are not slowing down. They're ramping it up. And at what point in time does God look down and say, I'm done with them? I don't know. I hope I'm not here when that happens. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Jesse Kelly, I hope you can hear me. Caught me at a bad time. But anyway, Red Lobster before or after at Harrisburg?
And I don't know. What time's the book signing?
It's at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8.
Oh, man. I can't wait until 8 to eat. I'm going to be so hungry. 5 o'clock feels too early, but if I wait till 8... Joaquin, if I wait till 8, then my social battery is going to run out too early, and I'm going to end up getting crabby, and there'll be some communists that'll show up, and I'll end up strangling them to death, and that won't work. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that. But this is going to end up, the whole book tour is going to end up being one gigantic get-together at Red Lobster at the various locations, and that's okay with me. That's just all right by me. Now, this is a gem I meant to play earlier. I meant to play this several times. Pete Buttigieg, the Rear Admiral, keep in mind he's the transportation secretary. So he's kind of the big cheese of transportation. He's the guy that should know stuff. He's being interviewed by a reporter, and he starts asking the reporter questions.
I believe somebody can...
Well, he sounds confident so far.
Stop me if I say anything wrong here. That the things that get booked in NAS are anything that would be operational to include staffing. Does runway count as in our NAS figure?
Basic weather. The God weather is extreme, but basic weather, runway, and staffing.
Okay, so like if you have a de-icing program,
does that have to go under? Wait, does this one count? I'm not really sure. This is what I mean. They used to, now, appointing your friends and political allies to political posts is not exactly something new. Let's not be naive. This is as old as time. But in the past, they have at least done us the courtesy of pretending the people they appointed were capable of doing the job. They just plucked some dude out of South Bend, Indiana with no experience whatsoever and made him transportation secretary. And the beauty of it is all these people from Dome to Pete to everybody, they haven't even bothered to research. It's not like they went home and, hey, I got to bone up on this and figure it out. They're just standing there, standing by, waiting for old Joe to get carted out the back of the White House. Gosh. All right. Anyway, so
before Russia bombs us, we should probably get some emergency food. I think that would probably be a good idea. Before they drop the EMP on us, which actually it'll probably just be a standard cyber attack. It won't be an EMP they drop. Before they wipe out your power grid and leave your area without power for 2 weeks, it's probably a good idea to get an emergency three-month food kit that you don't need power for. My Patriot Supply has emergency three-month food kits prepped and ready. These things are peace of mind for you and your family. Every person who lives in your home needs 3 months worth of food. As things ramp up, as Russian jets intercept our planes, as things get worse with China, as all this stuff happens, it's a good time right about now, especially because they're doing one of those things now where they offer them $200 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com, $200 off a three-month food kit. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go now.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Natalie Portman says women are expected to behave differently than men at Cannes and in life. Well, yes, women are different than men. Of course, they're expected to behave differently than men are because women are different than men. I don't know if you know. Breaking news. By the way, we've been going off on B-17s and the bravery of pilots and air crew during World War II. And I get some of the coolest emails from you guys on this stuff. You're the best. Jay Steele, I've been listening to this week's podcast. There was a lot of talk about the boys in the B-17s and B-29s in World War II. I once served in the Wild Blue Yonder, so it makes me proud to hear the tales of heroism and courage. Makes me think about my dime's grandpa, Captain Berman Shaw, a B-17 pilot who flew 50 missions from 1942 to 1945. Gosh, 50 missions, the guy says. His tail gunner, Staff Sergeant Al Hankey, wrote a book with his mission diaries entries in it called Adventures Under Fire. Okay, so that's the name of the book. You hear me? Adventures Under Fire. I don't think it's available at jessekellybook.com. But if you'd like a copy, my dime Kimberly said she'd be happy to mail one of hers to you. No, I'm going to buy my own copy. Thank you. And no, it's not at jessekellybook.com. I'm assuming it's on Amazon or something. Thank you for being a loud voice telling people today about the great people that fought, bled, and died for this country. Try not to get down on all the corporals who are breaking up with their boyfriends in your beloved corps. That's not very nice. It says, Buenas tardes, amigo, and his name is Bo. Thank you for the offer of the free book. I'd rather buy one, get the man some cash. Anyway, thank you. That's very cool. Freaking cool, man. I love this stuff. You want to hear something cool? You want to hear something else cool? This is from Mary in Minneapolis. Jesse, I heard about Rough Greens, and I thought, what the heck? I will try the free sample. OMG, I'm glad I did. My young shepherd loves it, but more importantly, my elderly dog is doing so much better after adding it to her food. She has more energy, her coat is nice and shiny, and I don't have to beg her to eat because she loves it. She also had a great visit at the vet the other day. Rough Greens has definitely extended and improved her life. That's what does it for me. It's not just, and Fred's young. I mean, Fred's two or three, whatever he is. It's not just that I know I'm extending Fred's life, giving him Rough Greens, pouring it on his food for breakfast, pouring it on his food for dinner. It's that I know I'm extending the quality of his life because all of us have experienced the older dog who eventually, one of my buddy's dogs right now, it's heartbreaking, it's breaking his heart. His dog's going blind, running into stuff, running into couches, running into doors. They get so sore they can't get up and move around. And you think, and then you have to make that decision, right? At what point in time do I have him or her? What point do I put him down? What point is the dog miserable? And that's a tough family conversation. I'm telling you what, there are tears shed in that one. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag and see how your dog likes it. See if you can see a difference in your dog. I bet you do. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. Pour it right on your dog's food. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, hardest working author in radio. So you wanted a sound piece for the new board, and the next time there's a Senate confirmation hearing and say the appointee for the ATF can't define an assault rifle, you go to Office Space, the Bobs, and they say, what is it you say you do?
Oh, that's actually a great call, Brody. Boys, we got to get that on the soundboard. You know what it needs to replace? And this breaks my heart because this is one of the OGs. This is one of the originals. We never use it. The opportunity to use the cannon never comes up. And that disheartens me as someone who wants one of the old sailing ships with the cannons on the ship and operational. I wish we had opportunities. It never comes up. We always think about, I mean, that one's always a gem. Thankfully, Dome always delivers. Howard Dean's used. Senator Cucumber.
You know, freedom is not free.
We can't forget about that. Buenos Tardes, so on and so forth. We never use the cannon. That's a good idea. Get it. Make it happen, boys. Make it happen. Can you do that now? How does this thing work? You can't do it now? Isn't it tied in with wires and stuff? Or it's not tied in? There's a lot of wires coming out of it. I think it is. I'll stay back after the show and handle it. Don't worry, fellas. I'll take it from here. Let me handle the tactical stuff anyway.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Inflation to remain high for 2023 and 2024. Oh, good. Well, that's a load off. Second Hunter Biden IRS whistleblower comes forward. Man, oh, man. The system is coming after him. Kraft singles are getting a major makeover. As long as they don't change the flavor of the greatest cheese there is, I don't care. Bubba Wallace gives a middle finger during an interview, taunts NASCAR fans. That's what NASCAR is becoming, which is freaking sad because they have the best fan base in the country. JP Morgan expects $3 billion income boost from First Republic deal. Oh, would you look at that? So let me see if I understand this right. First Republic Bank, they closed, and then the federal government took it over and then essentially handed it to JP Morgan, who expects a modest $3 billion for their troubles. Do I have that right? I think I have that right. Oh, sounds good. North Carolina Democratic governor declares a state of emergency over damaging school choice bill.
I'm declaring this state of emergency because you need to know what's happening. If you care about public schools in North Carolina, it's time to take immediate action and tell them to stop the damage that will set back our schools for a generation. Here's what's happening in the...
Yeah, we got it. So he's declaring a state of emergency because of school choice. Man, so you mean people in government, they took the COVID measures and now they're going to use those measures every time they want to do something. They're going to declare a state of emergency and just do that. That sounds really bad. If only there was somebody at the very beginning, before 15 days to slow the spread was even announced, as soon as it was suggested, what, Chris, don't shake your head. I wish there was somebody who, gosh, I don't know, did a radio show, maybe a TV show, maybe he wrote a book. I wish there was somebody who warned that all that stuff was coming. Oh, wait, there is. That's me. Teen accused of deliberately crashing U-Haul truck into a security barrier at the park near the White House. Well, first of all, you know right away it wasn't a white dude. How do you know? Because it says teen. Whenever you say teen, that means they're covering for some other race of some kind. If it's a white dude, it's always a white dude. They also pulled a Nazi flag out the back. So if it's a teen and they pull a Nazi flag out the back and his name's, what is it, Kandula or something like that. By the way, he's 19 years old, teen. They make him sound like he's 13. So it was the FBI. And that's really what that means. It was the FBI. FBI, you're going to have to do better than that if you want to distract us from Joe Biden's approval numbers. I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.